Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to the Johto Quorum, a Pokemon podcast that simply refuses to give up. I'm Alan Ibrahim, and I'm joined as always by my co-host Six. Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
What?
Come on, Ryan. Are you a professional or what? You gonna roll with this?
What are you talking about? They introduced you first.
And I passed the buck.
Wow.
The buck stops here. I have a big sign on my door. It says the buck stops here.
I'm not ready to
introduce
be introduced,
yourself.
So I passed the buck.
How was I supposed to know you passed the buck?
Because I said your name.
You did not.
God, no. You can't just be like, hey.
5 minutes later.
Well, I didn't expect you to say anything till I said your name. It's not like I was expecting you to fill the blank spot. I wasn't calling you out. I was just passing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely the tone of voice definitely conveyed that.
Wow, whose tone of voice is snarky now?
Yeah, mine! It's the Johto Quorum where we talk about Pokemon and with our friends! Jesus!
What if we just bickered for like an hour?
That was some like hot and spicy banter. I love it. But no, that's Six. That's Ryan. A good friend of the podcast. Welcome to the show.
I guess I'm not a good fucking friend. Jesus.
Ah! I want to die. I want to not be alive anymore. Please, please let me have this, folks. Everyone kiss and make up. I want to see the kissing. Here we go. All right. So it's a Pokemon podcast, and we are enlisting our friend Ryan because we are embarking.
Start at square one. It's a Pokemon. Have you heard of Pokemon?
Okay. So Pocket Monsters. So back in the 90s, Nintendo came up with a brilliant new idea.
Do you know Nintendo? They're a video game company. It used to be like a card game company.
Yeah. They're a trading card company. Then they made a man named Donkey Kong came up to the door and he was like, hello. I saw a guy. This is a true story. I went to see a movie tonight. And there was a guy behind us who was like, while we were walking to the theater, was talking to his partner or friend or whatever. And he looked out the window of like the second floor of this movie theater and he goes, wow, prime real estate. And I'm like,
what?
It gets better. It gets way better. I'm like, this guy's a rube. This guy sucks. I hope he just falls somewhere. This sucks. And I turn around while we're all settling down for the movie. And he's in like a full suit and tie. But the tie is a cartoonishly large Donkey Kong tie.
Oh, my God.
This man is real. If you're out there and you're listening to the Johto Quorum, first of all, thank you. Second of all, who? Why? Why? I'll never know. But... he brings the energy that we need as we dive into the Alola region. We're taking a swim. It's summertime, everyone, and the sun's out, the guns are out, and the seventh generation Pokemon introduces 81 new friends, bringing the total to 802. We got all sorts of new moves. We're in the Alola region, which is based on Hawaii.
Pause.
Pausing.
The guns are out?
Sun's out, guns out.
What?
Sun's out, guns out is a thing people say when they like take their shirts off because the weather is nice.
It's real.
What?
Yeah. It's okay. Not fiction.
I'll believe you.
Traditionally, thank the you. Guns are, in this instance, the muscles.
The muscles. Yeah.
The malasadas. The malasadas.
Yeah. Okay.
We got Z moves. We got Team Skull. We got different forms. We got bottle caps, hyper training, Festival Plaza, Zygarde. Lots of stuff. But we're here to talk about Pokemon. Ryan, what's your history with the Alola region? Because you were very excited to be on this episode.
It is my favorite in terms of like starters. Like these are the three best starters in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just as like a casual Pokemon fan, I guess. I'm gonna keep it 100. I haven't been listening to the podcast because I don't have context for like the middle section of Pokemon. Like I have context for like the first two gens. And then Alolan, and then the new one. So I was excited about this one because I like the starters a whole lot. And I like, I don't know, these batches of Pokemon is just really cute. So
they really are. This is including Pokemon Sun, Moon, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, and technically under the banner of Gen 7, you also have Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee for the Switch.
And also Pokemon Bank and Dream Radar.
Oh, fuck. I got
no, Dream Radar's from 5,
shit.
Isn't it?
You're probably right. Gotta remember to cancel that subscription.
Oh, but you super do. Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna write that down. Shit.
The funny thing is that Sun and Moon was November 18th, 2016, worldwide. And this is like the first gen that like I was like, okay, I'm back into Pokemon now. I'm playing it. I have a 3DS. Like my friends all have it, and I was in this gen. Like I got to the point with my copy of Moon that I had beaten the game, gotten like all the outfits, and I was just working on a competitive team. And that's usually where I burn out these days on Pokemon. But I played a lot of this one. I never played the Ultra games though, but as people know, if they've been following the podcast, every time I read about the Ultra games, they sound kind of wild in a cool way. Not enough to like go into another Pokemon game, but very interesting. Six, you've played a lot of this gen, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've played at least one game out of every step of it. So,
right. I know you're also a big Let's Go fan.
Yeah, Let's Go.
That one I never really played, but it looks great. Yeah. The kids like that one. My like cousin's children are like huge into the Let's Go games. Which
do you guys like motion controls?
No.
You guys like not using a pro controller?
Oh, forgot about that. Oh god, because you have to. Ugh, yuck.
Yeah. I hear it's better with the Wii U gamepad.
Yeah.
Most things are, Six. Most things are.
That's true. I don't get it because the pro controller has a gyro. So like, why?
Like, why?
They just want, they want to, it's about atmosphere. Like, they could do it, but they're like, listen, it says pro right in the name. That's not what we're about around here. Get out of here with your pro.
Pros are for bros. There you go.
We're distinctly con around here.
Remember 2016? Remember the 3DS?
Boo!
I
missed the 3DS. Boo! Boo!
Because it's like pros and cons. Fuck also like the Joy-Con.
Oh, I got it.
Fuck
yep.
out the of con here. Controller.
Get off the stage.
love to be with my friends.
Yes. No, Sun and Moon always makes me think about the 3DS and like having this portable this thing where I was like, Nintendo did it. They'll never make a better one of these. And then they made a better one of these.
They didn't.
Like a year later.
Oh, you mean like Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon? Sure.
No, I mean the Switch.
Oh, you're talking about the console. I thought you were talking about like series. And I thought you were saying like, and obviously we all know that fucking Sword and Shield are better, and I was like, no, that's not true.
No, it's not true. Well, the thing with Sun and Moon was that a lot of people criticized it for being really simple, but I loved the way they like mixed up the format of the gyms, and like the story actually is a little bit more player centric, and you do things, and you have like there are still dungeons and a good team with a backstory, like all the good stuff, all the stuff that we talk about loving from Pokemon is in Sun and Moon. I feel like it's hard for me to call it the best one. But I like it a lot. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. I'm here for it.
It's got a lot of good designs, including our first Pokemon in this dex, number 722, Rowlet, or Mokuro. Why is he looking at me like that? What did I do?
He's a curious bird.
Moku means wood, and Fukuro means owl,
by the way. He's like, what'd you get from the library?
He's a library owl.
He's like, hey, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Let's find out. One, a two, a three.
The problem with that is it really depends on the style of lick. It's a really bad experiment that stupid owl is conducting. That owl is a shitty scientist and should be embarrassed.
He should have his license taken away, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Wow, his science license. So Rowlet is an owl, obviously. It's got a little leaf bow tie. It's grass flying type. And it was the second Gen 7 Pokemon to be revealed after, I think either Litten or Poplio were first, but Rowlet was in the first batch of like Pokemon that they were like, hey guys, check out this new generation.
Talking about my generation.
We have owls in our decks, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what owl is this spherical, though. I guess, like, barn owls are pretty spherical, but they're longer. Like, they're tall. Not that it has to be based on a real owl, but just we've, like, done Hoot Hoot and Knocked Owl and all that stuff.
Sure. So. I don't know types of owls, I'll be honest. I don't know how to distinguish them that well. I do know barn owls and horned owls, but neither of them really fit this. I mean, I guess barn owl, as you say, is the closest I can think of, but...
Mm-hmm. I think it is cute. Like, one of the biggest successes of a starter, like the first evolution of a starter is it cute? Do I want to collect it? Do I want a plushie of it? And I absolutely do think Rowlet fits that category. I just, the silhouette being the perfect sphere is so off-putting to me. Like, you see a rowlet in the distance, like in the sunset, and you're like, what is that? What animal is that? And it's like, whoo, whoo. And you're like, wait, that's an orb. What is that thing? And then it comes up to you and it's a fucking owl. What do you even do then? Do you capture it? Do you run away? I'm scared. But then it evolves and it becomes more owl-like, right? So we get into 723, Dartrix, which...
Yo, look at my... I haven't seen this. Yo.
Wait. You haven't seen Dartrix? Wait, you're like, oh man, Sun All and Moon, my favorite Pokemon franchise. Oh, the second evolution of the first Pokemon. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. What is this?
Shut the fuck up. Listen. I don't want to spoil myself.
No, that's perfect. I like that you haven't seen
look
them.
Look at the hair.
Better.
Do you want me to ruin it for you?
You don't? No, you're going to tell Ryan what I already know. Ryan, it's going to be ruined for you forever.
The Nick Robinson Pokemon.
No!
It's gone. Oh. It's ruined. We can't. Sorry. It's the Nick Robinson Pokemon. He made that joke. People made that joke. This is 2016 in a nutshell, baby.
It's an easy
joke. I remember somebody
joke.
Calling Dartrix a soft boy on the timeline.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sad.
Dartrix
but the thing
definitely
is, like,
works for Polygon.
Dartrix definitely works for Polygon. That's true.
Congratulations. He really does. Fuck. Mm-hmm.
The middle evolutions are always, we've talked about this before, are always best when they're like shitty teens. And like looking like Nick Robinson is the most shitty thing you can do. Like shitty teen thing. So in that way, it's a success. I also like that it's always like smiling. It's doing the anime smile with the closed eyes. That's great. This line has fantastic shinies, by the way. Can I just say that? Am I allowed
to say
that?
Let's take a look here.
Yeah, take a little peek.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's like that little, like, turquoise and, like, a sea green, almost.
Turquoise. I kind of prefer the shiny, just because, but the grass thing is important. It keeps the bow tie. It kind of, like, bends the bow tie a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Is there anything in these dex entries that makes them
distinct?
I feel like usually the starter dex entries are not good.
A bit of a dandy. It spends its free time preening its wings. Its preoccupation with any dirt on its plumage can leave it unable to battle.
Man, fart. You can't. If as soon as you say it's a bit of a dandy, I just want to leave. I just want to log off. It throws sharp feathers. It's narcissistic. It's a clean freak. It'll stop listening to you if you don't groom it, and it's supremely sensitive to the presence of others. Same. Yeah, I guess I understand where it's coming from as an evolution. Like, you kind of pull out, stretch out all of the features and make it more realistically owl-like. And as its nose gets more pointy, we are going in the direction of what it eventually evolves into, which is one of the most interesting starter evolutions, in my opinion. 724 Decidueye, which is a ghost grass type.
Mm-hmm.
You never see that, do you, Ryan? This one is cool. Do you
Sounds
think so?
Dope. Yep, it's dope.
This
I
is
like
a
it.
This is a badass. Grass ghost is super uncommon. One of the cool things they did in Gen 7 is that they made the secondary types also work in a ring like the primary types do. Which you just love to see. So, like, the primaries all counter each other and the secondaries counter each other. I don't know what's ghostly about it, though, other than the fact that you can't see its face. That's my challenge here.
I want to believe that it's actually playing on, like, the traditional conception of, like, special ops as ghosts.
Oh, my God.
Because it's, like, it's talking a lot about how, like, it's cool and cautious and precise and can attack without you even noticing.
Uh-huh.
So
can
it's,
I
like...
Can I say something unrelated real quick?
Yes.
Who That's the fuck about. In the year of our Lord 2020 is out here paying $60 for Pokken Tournament? Why is this game $60?
Oh, because is Decidueye in Pokken Tournament?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I mean, this is a great question. I did so in 2019, so my hands are clean.
I'm good. I'm pure and good. It's a fighting game. It's a whole-ass fighting game. I don't know. It has its community.
It was a Wii U game.
I know, but there's a Switch version.
Yes, hello.
Oh, you're saying, like, who's buying the Switch version these days? I mean,
no,
who's buying
who's
the
Who's paying the $60
True.
For this?
Actually, you know what? When I bought it, it was on sale.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Also, all the talk of it is that it's not a very, like, systems-wise dense fighting game. It's just, like, fun and satisfying, and it has, like, a little bit of depth where it needs to, but...
It's Pokemon.
Yeah. It's, like, a medium-tier fighting game. People like it. It's got its fans.
Sorry. That was my Nintendo Switch soapbox.
A lot of the best Switch games, at least early on, were just ports of Wii U games. That's the thing. That's the way it goes.
3D World. 3D World.
Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Deliver it to my house. Please bring me Mario 3D World so I can make all my friends hate me and more than they already do.
What's the Zelda?
There was a Zelda?
Why am I blanking on the Zelda game?
The HD versions of Twilight Princess and Wind Waker?
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker.
Yes, Twilight Princess. Give me Twilight Princess. That's all I want, Twilight Princess.
It's a cool game.
No, I'm talking about Wind Waker. I want to play
Wind Waker. I don't know. Twilight Princess is fine. It's got some terrible parts, but yeah, Wind Waker is the one you want. That's
All I know of Twilight Princess is all the gamer fucking bullshit of like, oh my god, it's realistic Link. Anyway, this Pokemon is cool.
And looks like it could belong in a Zelda game.
It does. It's you shoot with arrows.
It's like a Deku Revenger.
Oh.
You've killed too many Dekus. You must pay for your sins.
It swoops down when you're running along the field and just takes your items. And you're like, wait, no, fuck, shit. Ah, man.
Would you like your arrows back? Yeah. Wait. Oh.
It shoots arrows, which is kind of effed up. Or I guess, is it shooting its feathers?
Yes, they're arrow quills, is what it says.
That's badass.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. I also don't. I usually don't love the, like the bipedal, starter evolutions. Or I'm like a mixed on that. But this one's extremely bipedal because, like you said, it's just a like Spec Ops dude. That's pretty cool, mm-hmm. In my opinion.
And like the feathers have almost the look of a ghillie suit now, and the wings are also hands, but also like a cape. It's mm-hmm. very cool. Mm-hmm.
So the question then with these three is: do you get rid of Dartrix?
No.
You think we keep all three?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No.
What?
Whoa, you can't say the Nick Robinson Pokemon and expect me. And
Nick Robinson Pokemon is like hashtag goals.
No.
Why? Because it's got cute hair?
No, because I just wanted to say something shitty.
Okay.
No, I feel like I do think there needs to be a middle step. Two, I think that's a good middle step. Like, listen.
I agree.
You talk about people who joined the military to be Spec Ops. They were shitty teens.
Not always. Come on.
Yes, always.
As somebody who joined the military at one point.
I was not joining to be Spec Ops, motherfucker. I was joining to be public affairs. I was going to give press releases.
That's awesome. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm honestly okay with keeping Dartrix. Like, it's cultural context. Like, I'm sure 80% of people, 90% of people who look at Dartrix are not thinking of that.
But also the Pokedex. The Pokedex is like, this Pokemon is shitty and a dickhead. And I think that's good.
It sends creepy DMs to girls. Like, no, it's not going to say that, obviously. We're just influenced by the culture that we've been in for so long.
We should probably add to Bulbapedia the origins. Appears to be based on
no,
Nick
or like
Robinson.
In trivia section.
Oh my
trivia section
God.
Is like many people at the time thought this Pokemon resembled.
Have y'all looked into the shipping section of Bulbapedia?
The what?
We'll talk after.
Oh God!
No, we won't. You can talk to Alan afterwards. I'm leaving after this podcast.
Please. I'm scared, but also interested.
I'm just not interested. I'm just unhappy.
It's a deep hole. It's a very deep hole.
Okay. It's not a T-pole like that Star Trek character. Ha! I've never watched that show. I want to keep all three of these. I think Decidueye rules. Rowlet's a fucking sweetheart. Other than that, it does unsettle me that it's just a sphere. But I know like the internet likes orbs, right? Like that's one of the like ooh cutesy things. It's mm-hmm. fine. It's got a cute face and a good design, other than the fact that it's a sphere. And yeah, you can't just jump to joining the military and being a fucking Spec Ops murderer. Now coming to Rainbow Six Siege, Decidueye. let's jump into the Firestarter, yeah? Let's talk about Litten.
Sure.
Nyabi. Nyabi?
No, cat. Nyabi, you got it.
Cat Tabby. Okay, that's just cat, basically, guys. Come on.
But it's like two furthering different words
my
theory for cat.
And my truth that the Japanese names are not always better.
But it's like saying sword blade.
I wouldn't say sword blade.
That's true. That's stupid. That'd be a stupid thing to say.
That'd be a dumb thing to say. I mean, it'd be fun. Like, they can do it. Geodude says hello, but I digress. Lin's a weird one because I kind of like the idea of like a fire kitty, but we did have literally a fire kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Last generation with not Pyroar, baby Pyroar.
Do 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 baby.
No. Baby Pyroar. No, that doesn't. There's no rhyme scheme there, Six. It's really, just simply no rhyme scheme. Litleo.
Yeah.
If it's a contest between Litleo and Litten, I don't know who wins that contest.
Litten. What? Litten wins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Litleo's very boring in hindsight. I know we didn't like, you know, love Litleo.
That's boring as fuck. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's also fire normal type, which is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would give that to Litten in that case. Also, the black is cooler than the like weird gray and brown of Litleo. There's a lot of good poses of Litten, like in the Pokemon Adventures manga. If you scroll down, he looks very cute. While grooming itself, it builds up fur inside of its stomach. It sets the fur alight and spews fiery attacks, which change based on how it coughs.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's fire fur balls.
Oh, that's fun.
That's kind of great.
That's great.
Also, yo, fantastic shiny. This line
look
has enough. Just
fucking shiny.
Yeah, I want all of these starter shinies. They're like incredible. The damn. White.
That's
the
pretty
white.
Dope.
The whiskers are what is like off-putting to me, but I guess that's supposed to be like striking, because otherwise it's just a regular ass cat.
You know what I think it's supposed to be?
What?
Low poly, so that it can be rendered on a 3DS by people who are bad programmers.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like very exaggerated, like, because we talked before about how as soon as Pokemon went 3D, the like designs got really weird and like flat because they're not sprites anymore. There are no more sprites.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the designs have to be very exaggerated and weird, or else it just doesn't look normal. It doesn't look good on a 3DS.
They also have to be exaggerated and simple because they can't. Like, I know I'm beating on it, but like, Pokemon Sun and Moon had frame rate issues.
Yeah, it did.
Like, there wasn't, like, the online stuff from Sword and Shield. It was like, oh shit, there are two Pokemon on screen at the same time. Ooh!
3 frames per second in those battles, like, yeah.
Fuck off.
I don't know. I played Pokemon X, though.
X was
bad. So fucking bad.
Yeah.
Sure, I am saying that they're bad at programming at that studio.
The 3DS, right?
Yeah.
Well, at least for the 3DS, you know, I feel like they it's when if you're not online on the Switch version, it runs fine.
If you're not using the main feature they're trying to sell their game based on, yeah, you're right.
If you're not doing the game, well, regardless, Litten is an okay design.
And that was our Digital Foundry Minute.
Thank you. And also, we're gonna play Pokemon on a CRT and tell you that CRTs are better than anything else.
Really, I just don't know if I can ever go back.
I've thrown away all my 4K television. I'm
Y'all,
giving them away.
Did we make a mistake when we made LCD TVs?
Yeah, we made a fundamental mistake as humans. We could have made them look like anything, but we made them look like LCDs.
We could have made them look like anything, but we made them look like trash.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of trash, I hate number 7026 Toracat. Fight me.
Good name, bad Pokemon.
Thank you. Good kid, mad Pokemon. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, Toracat's bad, yo. Oh my god, no.
I feel complicated.
Why?
Okay, so it's got like a flame gland that's a bell on its neck.
I like that. I do like that.
And it rings when it's mm-hmm. like charging up. That's cute.
Yeah.
It's a bigger, meaner cat, and then everything else sucks. Yeah. Like the horn. Why does it have this big fucking horn on it?
The horn sucks. Mm-hmm. And the horn doesn't transfer over to the evolution. Like, what are you doing?
It just kind of, I feel like it just goes too far in terms of what it's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a little too edgy.
Plus 10 points for perfect Fangy, though. But just those 10 points aren't going to get you past this. Cat with bell around neck. You'd think I would be sold instantly, but I just don't care. It's just a longer Litten, basically. Everything gets stretched out.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty common thing in Pokemon. It's like, oh, what's the evolution? What if it got longer? And it's like, that's not cool, you guys.
And then it evolves. Wait. What's that?
That's Incineroar's music. No, Six, come on. Be nice. Six is playing the D. Well, y'all can hear it at home, probably. He's playing the D. Incineroar is not a Digimon. Where did you get that idea from?
Digivolve into people.
Into wrestler. Okay. It does kind of... I love this song. Incineroar. The only thing I will say is, like, going from Torracat's bell to Incineroar's belt, bell to belt, is kind of cute.
That's true. That is kind of cute.
But, yeah, you really notice the bell on Torracat. Incineroar is so popular that it's a Smash Brothers character. People like Incineroar. Do we like Incineroar?
I wouldn't say that's popularity. I would say it's that Sakurai.
Yeah, that's true.
You
Sakurai just chooses that.
It's because you'd be on that Sakurai.
It's because you'd be on that Sakurai? Thank you, Six.
Sure. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Sakurai just like, I don't like Incineroar, but he's a good fighter.
I hate him, and that's why he must be in the game. Yeah, I mean, he's literally the heel Pokemon. He is Fire Dark. It's designed to be the person that you boo.
Now, here's the thing you could do that would be cool, is if he had, like, an ability that made him, like, change from heel to face.
Ooh.
That's
pretty cool. The typing would have to change, though, right?
Yeah, sure.
What would be the light equivalent? Oh, yeah, it's like Fire Fairy.
I could see that.
You know?
Or it could just be Fire Fighting. I mean, like, listen, the thing about faces in wrestling is they're still shitty people. You're just supposed to like them.
Wrestling. They're all shitty people, but you're supposed to like some of them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how it'll be.
I wonder, is Incineroar, like, based on any particular wrestler, or was it just Sakurai just like, yo, I really like wrestling, and I wanted another wrestling Pokemon?
Well, Sakurai didn't create this Pokemon.
Sorry, I forgot how people work. I forgot how human beings work. Based on a tiger, elements of a professional wrestler, dark type is a heel. These are all things I know.
If you ask Digital Foundry, for all intents and purposes, how Laboratory made Smash, so...
So people were like annoyed for a while because firefighting is, well, it's not firefighting. That's the other thing.
Uh-huh.
It's firefighting almost as like a reference to like how many fire starters end with firefighting.
Right. But people saw the design dark. And assumed it would be firefighting.
Yes. That was the controversy. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Fire Dark means you get like, you can get a cool moveset with like Crunch and, Bite. I only know the two dark moves, Crunch and Bite. And then hit with some fire moves, or like Darkest Lariat, which is a fantastically named and animated attack. I love Darkest Lariat. And yeah, like I said, its design is distinct enough that they made it into a Smash friend.
Mm-hmm.
I am okay with Incineroar. It has a violent, selfish disposition. If it is not in the mood to listen, it will ignore its trainer's orders with complete nonchalance. The Pokemon Company has an obsession with Pokemon that are mean. It's just their favorite thing.
I mean, so do I.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, yes. Well, yes. After hurling ferocious punches and kicks, it finishes opponents off by spewing fire from around its navel. Cool. I dig it. Ooh, temperature. It excels at violent, no-holds-barred battles. The temperature of the flames that issue from its navel exceed 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's very hot.
It's very hot. You know what's 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit?
No, I don't.
The thermosphere.
Well, that's pretty
fun fact.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, I think that's
Alan,
that.
You're What's doing that? A lot of work for two people who don't like Incineroar.
You don't like Incineroar? You don't want to... I didn't have to be the Incineroar defense squad.
I feel torn. I feel torn a cat.
You like wrestling.
I like wrestling, and I actually like Incineroar, but I don't like it as a Pokemon, because it's not a fucking Pokemon.
It's a person. It's a whole ass brother.
It's a mascot from Yakuza. Kazuma Kiryu's in there.
Oh, there he is. Oh, what if Incineroar could, like, learn different fighting styles? That's the other, like, form change I would
want. Okay, here's my actual take.
Tell me.
I like Incineroar, but not as an evolution of Litten. Litten, like, evokes, like, somebody who's, like, sneaky and sort of, like, evasive, and then Incineroar is just not that.
Well, that's a heel, though. I mean, like, the thing about heels is that they will cheat to get the win.
But I just mean in terms of the vibes. Like, Litten doesn't strike me as, like, he's going to grow up to be a fighter. He's going to grow up to be...
like a burglar or something.
I was going to say a ninja, but they fucking did that already.
They whole-ass did that last gen. That's a good point, Ryan. I didn't think about that. It's like it's not the best progression into Incineroar. Also, I'm just tired of humanoid. I mean, tired of humanoid final evos. Please stop.
How's this for an idea?
Okay.
We cut Torracat. We keep Incineroar.
Easy. I agree.
But we detach Incineroar from Litten.
They're just two different Pokemon.
They're just two different Pokemon.
Sure. We can do that. We have that power.
We do have that power around here. This is our world. You just live
you
in
just
it.
Live in it.
Ryan, are you into this?
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay, so Litten has not evolved. Congratulations to Litten, you beautiful little kitty. And Incineroar is the bad guy that Spider-Man fights in the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. When he's like a wrestler for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Bonesaw.
That's what. Who?
Bonesaw.
Bonesaw. Yes, it is Bonesaw. Yes.
Do you ever just hit Bonesaw. It? Do you ever just hit it when you're a wrestler and then you walk outside and then your uncle's dead?
It fucking happens to me constantly, and I'm sick of it, honest, TBH.
they had to reshoot that because the first Tony goes out and he's like, Tony, yes, that's his name, Tony McGuire. Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey,
it's me, Spider-Man. Now he walks out and he's like, my dad's dead. Is this a work?
Is this a whole thing? Yeah. And they're like, no, my uncle. But yeah, is this fake, guys? Come on.
I can't remember.
Good joke. They're like, no, he's going to the hospital. He's like, very funny.
Is this my angle for my next arc? Who are you matching me up with?
Uh-huh.
The Green Goblin. That's a bad name.
That's sad.
What's his gimmick?
Okay, but then, yeah, we keep Incineroar. Also keep Shiny for both of these. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
In their favor. And that brings us to the last of the starter trio, which is my favorite Alola starter. It's Popplio.
Popplio pals.
Popplio
pals reunite.
Popplio is a friend.
They are distinctly friend-shaped. They are water type. In Japanese, their name is Ashimari, which means... Ashika means sea lion and Mari means ball. So like ball lion. What's Popplio supposed to mean, actually? I always forget that, like, the English name also can have an origin. Combination of sea lion, pup, pop, popo, which is Hawaiian for ball, and a name for the Hawaiian name for the Hawaiian monk seal, which I'm not going to try to read because that's Hawaiian and I'm not going to butcher that. It's so cute. He's got the little thingy around his neck. He's got a big nose, a schnoz. It's simple. It's a good silhouette. It's the right typing. We don't have that many seals, and the seals that we do have are distinct from this one. You simply can't cut my friend Popplio. It's illegal. And this is the thing. And the shiny is kind of not great. That's my only downside to Popplio.
It's true. It's a bad shiny. We can change the shiny. We're saying no on that shiny.
It snorts body fluids from its nose, blowing balloons to smash into foes. It's famous for being hard.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad shiny. What even is that?
What'd you guys do? You just kind of darkened one palette, and you were like, we did it. It can control water bubbles. It practices diligently. The bubbloons inflates with its nose, grow larger and larger. It can jump on its balloons. It's acrobatic. So this is the thing. It's like, it's a circus seal. It's an acrobat. I was legitimately surprised, because I didn't spoil myself on this generation when I played it, on how it evolves. Because I was like, what the fuck does this thing evolve into? Does it evolve into, like, a circus thing? And, like, kind of, but not exactly. Because we get 729 Brionne. Brionne? Brionne.
Brionne.
Brioche.
Delicious. Brionne is the future we get when we let kids safely transition.
Yes. You get to just be the person you want to be. That's a very good point, actually.
Brionne is popularly 5 years on HRT.
Well, that's gonna make me real bad for say look real bad for saying I think I want to cut Brionne.
Oh boy,
fuck you, what,
fuck out of here, she's got a skirt,
what,
she's got a big chunky skirt,
this doesn't come together.
Look at those eyes,
they're my favorite Pokemon.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck. But you gotta but okay, so Brionne is like, I think it's good in its own right, but then it's the halfway point, because you're like, oh, like Popto gets very feminine and like it's getting into like ballerina aesthetics and like bubbly and all this stuff. Where do we go from here? How do we go into super ballerina mode? And they answered that, and they gave us Primarina, which is my favorite starter evolution.
Primarina is good.
Fucking stunning.
These are all good.
But you need Brioche. I want to call her Brioche really badly. You need Brionne to get to Primarina. Look at that hair. Brionne's just here to have a good time. Brionne is like the person who's like, hey guys, are you guys hanging out? And they're like, yeah, we have an extra spot, do you want to come? And they're like, only if you want me to. Like, they're very friendly and accommodating.
Listen, that kind of sounds like you, and if you were in the Pokedex, I'd cut you.
What does that mean? I'm your co-host.
You're a bad Pokemon, I'm sorry.
I'm a good Pokemon, and I love it.
Looks like she always brings weed cookies to the party.
Yes. The plug. Brionne's the plug. Brionne's happy to be here. Again, bad shiny. It's getting more purple, though, which is good. Also, you're like never going to see starter shinies in your life, so don't even worry
also, about it. Also, hey, check it out. Primarina shiny, even worse.
Really? No. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's
why'd you make her blonde? She tried blonde for a day. She was like, I'm trying a new hairstyle. And it didn't go well, unfortunately. No.
My boyfriend broke up with me.
But I already had blue hair, so instead I decided to go blonde. Yeah. I went more boring.
All three of these are good. I don't know what the fuck six is on.
Primarina is a queen.
Brionne is not good.
Tell me what's bad about
Brionne. What are you talking about?
You can tell me. It's literally the pop star Pokemon. Dead acidly.
It feels like they like pulled a lever on a slot machine and got a bunch of parts to slam together, and then they made it work. They were like, okay, this is what we got. We can make these color schemes harmonious, but there's just no cohesion here. There's no idea.
What? What are you talking about?
It's a
beautiful child.
It's a Japanese idol. You think about that? It's like Hatsune Miku.
It's really not. Hatsune Miku does not look like that. I don't know if you've seen Hatsune Miku before?
No, what's that? Is that a thing?
It's a robot. It's a pretty cool robot, though.
You're a pretty cool robot.
I try.
Osiamari. Osiamari. Which means... Oshare means fashionable... Oshama means precocious young girl, and Mari means ball. Ah, precocious young Brionne. I love.
I mean, I'm being overruled here, but on the record that I protest.
I understand. Middle evolutions are hard. I totally get that. 100%. I'm with you that most middle evolutions are not great. Brionne is so fun. Here to have a great time. And Primarina, we don't even need to talk about. Are you kidding me? Just stunning. Every battle is a stage for Primarina. Its singing and the dancing of its balloons will mesmerize the audience. It can control its water balloons with song. The melody is learned from others of its kind. It is passed down from one generation to the next. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's a friend right there. That's goals also. Please make more starters like Primarina. I'm begging you. My crops are completely withered to the bone. The soloist Pokemon. That's kind of cool. And water fairy type, which again it follows the whole fairy to dark to ghost trio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the starters, folks. So I think we keep this entire line, honestly. Populio to Brionne to Bring Marina, just because we're gonna. Yeah, it's a 2 out of 3 on Brionne.
Apparently,
but I will acquiesce and give you bargaining power on something that we disagree on later. How about that? You get one free bargain.
I mean, I win those fights anyway, so it's fine.
You always do. You always do. And I fight you for it every time. But folks, there's more Pokemon than just these wonderful fun starters that we all love very much. There are also, yes, folks, there are more birds. Can we skip all of the birds, please?
If they weren't good, we could.
But okay. So the birds this time, the Pidgey of this generation is Picky Peck. Tsutsukera.
Can I just say that I read this as Klepek every single time?
Piklepek. Oh, shit! As I said it out loud, I felt stupid. I sometimes do as well. That's fair. So this is just a woodpecker. It's normal flying. I don't know. I don't really feel strongly about Picky Peck in isolation.
Malasada Maker Mornings.
What was that?
Nothing.
No, I did hear it. I just want you to say it clearly and with full-chestedly into the microphone.
Malasada Maker Mornings.
Thank you.
Sure.
I still need to try Malasada. Well, we're going to go to the places where they make Malasadas. We go to Hawaii?
Hawaii is a good place for that.
Yeah, probably. Picky Peck can peck at a rate of 16 times a second to drill holes in trees. It feeds on berries whose leftover seeds become the ammo for the attacks it fires from its mouth. Hmm.
You can tell its mood by the rhythm of its pecking.
Ooh. Wait, so like really fast is like really horny, and then like really slow is like really horny. Six doesn't want me on the podcast anymore. Being replaced by silence. Okay. Well, let's think about it. Let's think about it as a cohesive whole, because that's what Pokemon are, right? They're part of a group.
Sure.
Klepek evolves into Trumbeak. As soon as I said that, I realized that its hair makes it kind of look like an old boomer, and now I don't like Trumbeak anymore.
I feel like it's like the Phoenix Wright bird.
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. There you go.
It's even doing like objection. A pose.
Yeah.
That's a long-nosed Picky Peck, basically. That's taller and bigger in every way, which is cute. By bending its beak, it can produce a variety of calls and brand itself a noisy nuisance for its neighbors.
Sounds like it can bend
the tip?
I guess
so. That's the gimmick, is it can bend the tip of the beak.
That's cool.
That's sure. I feel like they leaned so hard into the beak because they knew where it was evolving into. But this was another one where I was legitimately surprised what it evolved into, because you think just like Pidgeot is just very large Pidgey.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just gets progressively bigger. But Toucanon feels like a side grade to Trumbeak, if you ask me.
I mean, clearly you don't understand the power of Toucanon, because literally what it does is it gathers up seeds in its beak, heats the beak up, and then like they combust and it literally shoots them like a gun.
It's fucking cool. I really like Toucanon.
Toucanon looks like they're about to fuck you up. Also, the shiny is incredible.
Oh my god. Shiny. Is that the bisexual flag?
Yes, it really is.
Oh shit.
Very, very good.
We have to keep it. What a lovable, yeah. Okay, so Toucanon does rule, because I knew about the whole, like, heats the beak up and shoots it like a gun. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of invalidates Trumbeak, then?
Why is that?
Because Trumbeak's whole thing is it can bend its beak to shoot things in different directions. Like, it has
It bends them for different calls. Trumbeak is all about talking, and by Toucanon, Toucanon says, the time for talk has passed.
It's over. It's time to destroy. Toucanon's a stone-cold killer. I love Toucanon so much. I didn't think I needed a Toucan Pokemon. I truly didn't. And then my dumb Trumbeak evolved, and I was like, what the fun?
you're fighting a toucan and it gets you down to like 1 HP and you escape. And you're like, oh, and you run to the Poke Center and you push open the door and you're like, Nurse Joy, I need help with my Pikachu. And then just a seed blasts through the wall and takes your Pikachu the fuck out.
Dead. The temperature of its beak can easily exceed 212 degrees Fahrenheit, causing severe burns when its attack hits.
That's a really reasonable temperature for Pokemon.
That's like a real, like, you, that's fine.
It's, I mean, below 1,000. That's pretty low for Pokemon.
Under 1,000, it's normal. Yeah, Pokemon, whenever they do temperatures, tend to just go exaggerated like crazy. But yeah, that's super hot, though. Super hot. They smack beaks with others of their kind to communicate. Do toucans do that? Am I learning about toucans?
Sure. That's my yes toucans. And.
Yeah. Well, I typed in toucan smack beaks and I got toucanon, so maybe not. It's possible. Toucanons
don't melt deep beams.
They...
It's true, 212 degrees wouldn't be hot enough.
Wouldn't melt steel, that's correct.
Yeah.
It may also refer... Okay, so it's based on a toucan, particularly the Toco toucan,
mm-hmm.
which looks exactly like it. They just did that.
Except
that's
for it
fine.
Doesn't have the striping, but you know.
True. It may also reference modern phylogenetics. The evolution of a woodpecker-based Pokemon seems to be based on the fact that both woodpeckers and toucans are members of the same order of birds. What are phylogenetics? Oh, phylogenetics is that. It's like the... genetics, like cross evolution.
It's also interesting Cute. To note the way they're using toucanon with the beak getting really hot is actually kind of based on reality, because with toucans, their beak is used to vent excess heat in their body because it's so big and has so much surface area.
I did not know that. I thought it was just doing like toucan cannon, like its name.
No, it's also, yeah, they real toucans also use their beaks like radiators, basically.
Oh, well.
Can I go off on a tangent real quick?
Oh. Well, if we said no, would that stop you?
Hit me with the tangent, Ryan.
So I've been playing Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
After you do the water gym and get your weird, scantily clad clothing, you go to a seafood restaurant.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you eating?
Oh, fuck. No, Pokemon.
Well, the regular animals also exist in the world of Pokemon. Like, can get, like, fish. Fish exist that are not Pokemon.
But then you can't make Pokemon look like fish and then be like, no, don't worry, it's not Pokemon, this is some other bullshit.
Well, I mean, like, would you eat... I mean, the answer is probably no, so this is probably a trap in that way for me. But, like, would you eat, like, meat from a monkey?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably not.
I don't think so, yeah. I would try it, but...
You used a really bad analogy because I just came up with another one that was better.
What's the analogy? Yeah.
Was, I have had goldfish and I've also eaten fish.
Oh.
But that's not... That's a terrible analogy. What?
Why?
Because they're not... Because goldfish were never a living creature. That's not the same thing.
Wait, is Ryan talking about goldfish the snack food or goldfish the fish?
The one that you can keep as a pet.
Wait, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why did you eat a goldfish?
No.
Oh, I heard it backwards.
I owned a goldfish as a pet, and then I eat regular fish.
Okay.
Yeah. As a person.
You can have a Magikarp and also be like, I'm really hungry for some fish.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I was so confused on so many levels.
I truly think that Pokemon, like, I can circle this square more in my head as, like, yes, we raise some of them and we eat some of them. Isn't that fucked up? We do that in real life. It's called, like, you know, other domesticated animals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
we usually don't eat the animals we domesticate, but sometimes we do. It's okay.
I asked and answered my own question. So
yeah.
There we go.
But yeah, I always figured it was, like, that's just the fish Pokemon, but there are also fish in the Pokemon world. Can you sell me on Trumbeak? Can you?
I thought I did.
Okay.
Did I not?
So we're keeping Patrick Klepek, we're keeping Trumbeak, and we're keeping Toucan on.
I think so.
Wait, is it called Trumbeak like Trumbo, like that movie with...
It's Trumpy, is what you're thinking of.
No, Trumbo.
Okay.
Trumbo with Bryan Cranston as.
Oh,
as
I was thinking. Six. I was thinking of
six. Trumpy is the next Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh, speaking of Pokemon, we can't dissociate from what the people, what the internet told me they're like.
I was thinking of Mystery Science Theater.
Yes, you were. I got your reference. Yes. No, 2015's Trumbo, the movie about Dalton Trumbo, the Hollywood screenwriter, is what I was referring to.
I see.
Okay, so we're talking about Young Goose, which in Japanese is Young Goose. They just didn't do a pun. They just literally wrote Young. They said, no, what about if we did fuck a pun, actually. Young Goose and Gumshoes. Gumshoes is the one that people say looks like Donald Trump. That was funny in 2016. Now it makes me depression. But it's still kind of true. This is just a mongoose with blonde hair, a blonde streak. And are those dad ass teeth? Not really. They're pointy. I don't think it's the spirit of ass teeth.
Yeah, no, it's. I think they're closer to the Heckin' Chompers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This Pokemon is designed as the counterpart to Alolan Rattata, which I think Alolan Rattata is a little bit cooler.
Wow.
It's my opinion. Also, if you look at pictures of the Javan mongoose, which it's based on, like the mongoose that was imported to Hawaii. Because it eats rats. That's why it's the counterpart to Rattata.
Yes.
I learned something. Those don't have the hair thing. The hair thing is just a unique aspect of the Pokemon.
Oh, so it was them being creative and doing their jobs.
Impossible. Couldn't be.
Rather than just uploading photos to fucking Mechanical Turk and saying, make a Pokemon for me.
Here's a glossy JPEG. Make a Pokemon. Thanks, Sakura. I know. It didn't originally live in Alola, but was imported from another region. Yep, that's... Yes, they did the real life thing. It prefers fresh living things, so it marches down streets in search of prey.
I also did that.
I like that the Ultra Sun Pokédex entry was written by probably like a Rotom Dex who was like with a trainer that owned one of these. Its stomach takes up most of its long torso. It's a big eater, so the amount trainers have to spend on its food is no laughing matter. Yo, I went broke trying to feed my mongoose. It sucks.
It does sound like a bummer.
Yeah, so Young Goose by itself is just a loitering, shitty asshole food boy. Gumshoes has to be added to the crew of Honchkrow's minions.
Or removed from the game.
Or removed.
Please consider.
When it finds a trace of its prey, it stakes out the location. It's always snoozing by nightfall. It adores eating Rattata. It's diurnal. Which means it's only awake at night? Wait, no. Only awake in the morning. Although it wasn't originally found in Alola, it was brought over. Patient by nature. No, I don't want you to eat Rattata. I think they're fun. I like the dark rats. Don't eat them. Also, you look like Donald Trump.
Yeah. Immediately disqualified. I am.
That's, yeah. Even though your shiny's pink, which it doesn't do it for me.
I mean, okay, so in this batch, we've had Nick Robinson and Donald Trump. Is that a coincidence, or is there something wrong? Is something happening?
2016 was a time. That's what it is.
I think we should cut both.
Oh my god! The next generation of Pokemon is going to be so bad because they'll just be like Angry Gamer number 5.
That's true.
I mean,
yes. The
thing is, I was going to say they would have done that by now, but given how slow Nintendo is, like, no, you're right. It would take them until 2024 to be like Angry Gamer.
They don't really have a lot of good Angry Gamer Gremlin stuff in Pokemon just yet. They should work on it, maybe not. But yeah, I'm honestly fine cutting both of these. I don't need a mongoose, especially not a like just boring looking normal type evil white man mongoose.
Yeah.
Also, plain normal type. Stop. Don't do that anymore. It's a daytime evolution, if anyone cares, because it's diurnal, like I said. So at the very least, they are narratively consistent. I wish that Gumshoes was based more on a detective, because Deka Goose means like detective goose.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing in the decks about that. It's just like it's really patient. And it eats Rattata. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. Give me a detective. Give me an act. They already made a detective. It's called Detective Pikachu and it rules.
Sure.
Okay. See, Jodoquorm episode. Whenever we talked about Detective Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think we should stop.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. This is a weirdly rough gen.
In general, or
yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good run, but
yeah, I get it, Six. I understand. No, that brings us to 7:35, so we can call it there. Alola proving a bit divisive so far.
Good starters, and then we got past the starters.
And immediately takes a nosedive.
Yeah,
but Toucan saves the day.
I don't know, Ryan.
I'm glad I was here so I can defend Brion. That's my bitch, Ryan. Right there. So
Popplio pals reunited for good.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to plug anything upon the internet, our friend?
Twitter is bluestrose430 if you want politics garbage into your feed. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
It's a good Twitter.
What about you, Alan?
Who, me? Can I plug my Twitter this time? I don't usually like to plug it, but sometimes I do for fun.
No.
Okay. I'm on two podcasts. One of them is this one. The other one is Chats, a television podcast. That's CHATZ:a television podcast. My friend Majan and I watch TV shows every week. And we just announced that now that we're done with Babylon 5, we are going to be watching The Prisoner at the end of March. We're going to be watching it 2 episodes a week. So get on that. Check out Chats. We got a Patreon. It's patreon.com/chatspod. We're doing a lot of bonus content on there while we build up to the new Prisoner season. And we have a lot of fun stuff in store for you. It's a very funny and fun podcast, I think. That's my main plug.
Cool.
And Saxophone?
At SixStepMore on Twitter. ScanlineMedia.com. Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia.
Go fight Six in Grand Blue versus Fantasy versus for me.
Unless you're really good. If you're like pretty good, or bad, but if you're like really good, I mean, like, you know, that's just disappointing.
But if you're a Luwayne main, don't at me.
If you're Luwayne main, you can hit me up, and I will definitely tell you a place to meet me where I will definitely will be, and there will not be like an ambush waiting to beat the shit out of you.
Is that a threat? Oh, you're telling me it's an ambush? Okay.
Yes.
It's not like a veiled threat.
No, okay. I don't do veils. It's not really my style. I like hats. Anyway, Alan.
Yes, Six, my friend, my co-host.
What do we say to folks?
Listen, as we enjoy our island adventure and we think about what matters to us more than anything else, it's important to go back to the essentials. This is a game for kids. So let's be adults. Peace.
Peace.
Good talk, speak a lot of your goddamn life.
Don't forget to get Zombie U on the Switch.